Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your Sunday preview for the 6th Sunday after Epiphany, February 17th, 2019. We have this week and next week yet in our Epiphany series this year, asking the question, where in the world is God? And so today, our question asks, where in the world is God, of course, and we see in the gospel lesson that God is blessing you, and really, God is the one who is defining reality for you. God tells us what's actually going on behind the scenes. In our world, the rich, the powerful, the happy are the blessed ones, but Jesus turns our world upside down so we may be saved. He blesses the poor with the riches of his grace. He blesses the hungry with the good things in his house. He blesses the weak with resurrection hope. He even blesses those who are hated, insulted, and persecuted because these things are happening to them because of their connection to Christ. And this knowledge about the reality of God, the theology of the cross, calling things as they really are, the theology of the cross that understands our standing with God based on the cross of Jesus, rather than our perception of God in this present life, that sees the glory that God has promised as the glory we will have in heaven, not as the glory that we ought to be expecting now. This idea of the theology of the cross and the reality of God really leads us to understand life with a little bit more understanding and a little bit more tact, a little bit more awareness, and a lot less emotional investment into the circumstances of our lives. Because we know that and look at the externals of our lives doesn't really give any real knowledge about the true nature of life with God or the true value of Jesus Christ. Because if my faith brought suffering, we might think, well, maybe Jesus isn't worth it. If my faith only brings suffering, what good is it in the world? But the cross of Christ, and this understanding that the Christian church labors underneath a similar cross, the cross teaches who God is and what he's up to, and the contrast between the natural and revealed knowledge of God. Natural knowledge being what we know about God from nature, from the world around us, and what we know is that God is powerful, he is wise, he is holy, he is just. There are hints that he is good, but we don't see this goodness and this goodness and love localized in anywhere or anything. It's only in the revealed knowledge of God, the Bible, that we understand God as he reveals himself to us, as he demonstrates his love to us, as he shows us what sort of a loving God he actually is. And so this understanding of knowing God and knowing reality from what Jesus describes for us in the Gospel of Luke today really helps the Christian answer the accusations of mysticism, which says that I can know God from my personal experience. Emotionalism, which says that I can know God from my personal feeling. And rationalism, which is knowing God from what seems reasonable to me. And finally, the allure of yesterday's legalism, or yesterday's or previous generation's application of doctrine and practice as today's doctrine. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we get to our sermon today. But the gospel lesson, of course, from the Gospel of Luke, and Jesus goes up on this mountain and prays all night, and then he chooses his disciples. And he calls them to be his own apostles. And then as he's walking down the mountain, he comes to this wide, flat area, probably the same sermon, the same setting as the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And that's where we pick up. And so we need to understand and remember the context, that here are these new disciples who have just showed up, who have been chosen by him to be his specific apostles, his specific followers that he is going to be training, and the crowd is there, and there's all sorts of good things happening. Jesus is healing people left and right. The crowd is massed around him, straining to hear him, straining to touch him, and the disciples are probably thinking, wow, this is pretty good. I got it good now. I've hitched my buggy to the right Savior, the right Messiah. Luke chapter 6, verses 17 through 26, we see that Christ directs our eyes to the long-term, important things, rather than the short-term, urgent things. Jesus went down with them and stood on a level place with a large crowd of his disciples and a large crowd of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, as well as the coastal area of Tyre and Sidon, that is, Gentiles. These people came to listen to him and to be healed of their diseases. Those who were troubled by unclean spirits were also cured. The whole crowd kept trying to touch him, because power was going out from him and healing them all. He lifted up his eyes to his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, because yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, because you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, because you will laugh. Blessed are you whenever people hate you, and whenever they exclude and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy because of this. Your reward is great in heaven." The fact is, their fathers constantly did the same thing to the prophets. "But woe to you who are rich, because you are receiving your comfort now. Woe to you who are well fed now, because you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, because you will be mourning and weeping. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, because that is how their fathers constantly treated the false prophets." This is the word of our God. Of course, you can find us at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 2250 South Hollandsylvania Road in Maumee. You could also tune in via YouTube. Just go to youtube.com and search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.